What's up, sailors? Welcome you all to the Marine Sing podcast. I think you have heard the news, but dry bulk market rates skyrocket as demand picks up. The dry bulk market is riding on a high as a result of demanding pickup around the world. In its latest weekly report, Allied Shipbroking said that a remarkable change has been witnessed of late in the dry bulk market, with demand ramping up significantly and boosting freight rates to levels not seen for some time now. However, the question holds to if the current demand trends will hold through during the rest of the year or if this is just a temporary peak. Given the most recent global developments, the worst impacts on trade as part of the global pandemic seem to have passed for now. According to Allied's research analyst Mr. Yiannis Vambakas, the gradual reopening of all countries and the intensified interest for restocking have given a boost to the dry bulk market. China posted in May their strongest industrial production growth rate since last December, with the year-over-year growth standing at 4.4%, up from 3.9% in April, while worth mentioning that it had dropped by 14.8% during the first 5 months of the year. At the same time, retail sales and fixed asset investments have both improved in May but still fall short from what they were earlier in the year. According to official data, retail sales posted a minus 2.8% year-on-year decline in May, while fixed asset investment posted a minus 6.3% drop. But this is still encouraging, considering that the respective figures for April were minus 7.5% and minus 10.3%. Vambakas says that this comes after the massive stimulus package of nearly 3.6 trillion yuan, US $506 billion, that the Chinese government announced, which will increase the country's budget fiscal deficit to a record high of 3.6% of GDP. However, we should keep in mind that given the recent rise in coronavirus cases and the already historical high unemployment rate, things are still at risk. Moving on to the US, the record high unemployment noted in April continues to hold concerns over the state of the economy. However, a gradual improvement seems to be taking place, with the official unemployment rate for May dropping to 13.3% from 14.7% in April. Meanwhile, based on credit card spending, e-commerce and consumer mobility data, consumer spending in the country rose to 90% of its pre-pandemic levels. Before the COVID-19 outbreak, US GDP was expected to grow up by about 2% for 2020, while the IMF is now saying that a contraction of about 5.9% will likely be seen. According to Allied's analyst, adding a touch of optimism here, however, there looks to be another stimulus package of at least $2 trillion under consideration. This will follow the already announced $3 trillion Heroes Act stimulus package. In Europe, we have seen countries starting to reopen their borders for travel, while shops and industries have already restarted in most cases. The most recent mobility and consumer spending data is pointing to an improved picture, with the notable stimulus package announced in May slowly starting to show face. On 27 May, the Next Generation European Union was announced, which includes measures of a 750 billion euro in value, including 500 billion euro that the Commission plans to borrow on low borrowing cost and distribute as grants to EU companies. With the bottom of the trough having passed, there is some confidence that demand will resume back on an improving trajectory for the dry bulk market. However, we should note that the current demand rebound is mainly influenced by the stimulus package undertaken, something that cannot last forever. In addition, given that the pandemic looks to be far from over, this demand recovery is still fragile. Finally, aspects such as seasonality, fleet growth, and commodity prices all affect the freight market as well, and thus, even if the demand continues to rise during the rest of the year, it doesn't necessarily mean that freight earnings will do so as well. Vambakas concluded.